Hello?
Yeah, hi. Is this Marisa?
Uh-huh.
I'm calling for Jose Perez.
Somebody Spanish, please?
I don't speak Spanish. Do you have somebody else there I can talk to? I don't speak Spanish. Do you have someone there I can talk to who speaks English?
Me no English, I'm sorry.
Okay, so wait 1 second. I'm going to get an interpreter, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bear with me 1 second.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I'll try it.
If this is not correct, start.
Hello, this is Mr. Ivana E6BA93. I will be the Spanish sentences so that I can interpret everything for you. I'll need to ask you a couple of questions before we begin. May I have your company's name?
Family First Care.
Family
First
Care?
First Care. Yes.
Thank you. One moment. And your ID number?
119.
Thank you so much. Is the person you need interpretation for with you?
Yes, you can introduce yourself.
Hola, yo seré su intérprete durante esta llamada. Todo lo que indique se tratará con absoluta confidencialidad. Al hablar,
okay,
Hágalo por favor en base a frases cortas y claras para poder interpretarle todo.
Okay.
Thank you. Please continue.
So this is Shira from Family First Care. I'm calling for Jose Perez. He opened up a case with us to help him get onto the waiver program. We just want to know if he's still interested in all of that because we have not been able to get through to him.
Le estoy llamando por parte del programa Family First. Esto porque en algún momento usted ingresó una solicitud con nosotros para calificar para el programa de waiver, el programa de exenciones. Queríamos saber si sigue interesado en el programa, porque hemos tratado de comunicarnos con el señor José Pérez, pero no hemos logrado hacerlo.
Okay, sí. Sí, muy bien. Sí, claro que estoy interesada, claro que sí.
Okay, yes, I am interested, of course I am.
What we're asking is not if you're interested, but if you've been in touch with your brother, Jose, and if you would think he would still be interested, because if we're trying to reach out to him.
No, aquí la cuestión no es si usted está interesada, lo que le preguntamos es si ha estado usted en contacto con su hermano.
Sí.
Y si sabe si él seguiría interesado.
Sí.
Yes.
So how is it that we can reach out to him? Are you near him right now?
Bueno, ¿y cómo podemos ponernos nosotros en contacto con él? ¿Él se encuentra presente donde está usted ahora en este momento?
No, ahora mismo no. Pero le puede pasar su nombre.
No, not at this very moment. But I can give you his number.
Is it the number? I have a number on file for him ending in 4180.
Bueno, yo tengo en registro un número de teléfono para con él que termina en 4180.
Déjame ver, yo le digo ahora, sí, un segundito.
Let me check. Give me just a quick second.
El número es 267-499-6079.
Allow me to confirm the number. Dijo 267-499-6069.
No, 79.
6079.
Sí.
No, his number is 267-499-6079.
This is for Jose.
¿Este es el número de José?
Sí.
Yes.
Okay, so let me take it again. Interpreter, please provide it for me with what she just said.
6079.
And does he live in Pennsylvania, can you ask?
¿Y sabes si él vive en Pensilvania?
Sí.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Thank you so much. Maritza, I'm going to try and reach out to him now with this number.
Bueno, está bien. Muchas gracias, Maritza. Voy a tratar de comunicarme con él usando este número.
Ok, perfecto. Cualquier cosa me llaman de nuevo.
Ok, perfect. In case of anything, you can call me back.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that offer. All right.
Muchas gracias.
Have a good day.
Igual.
Tenga buen día.